आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। रेलवे मिनिस्टर अश्विनी वैष्णव विजिट्स न्यू दिल्ली रेलवे स्टेशन टू रिव्यू पैसेंजर अम्यूनिटीज एंड ट्रैवल अरेंजमेंट्स ड्यूरिंग द ऑनगोइंग फेस्टिव रश। A total of 1,211 candidates left in the fray for Jharkhand Assembly elections after withdrawal of candidature. GST records second highest collection at 1.87 lakh crore rupees in October. Government invites applications for prestigious National Youth Awards 2022-23. Gujarati community across the world celebrate their new year today. And Indian shuttlers Malvika Bansal and Ayush Shetty enter semi-finals of Hilo Open Badminton Tournament in Germany. And now the news in detail. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav visited New Delhi Railway Station yesterday evening to review passenger amenities and travel arrangements during the ongoing festive rush. He interacted with passengers waiting on the platforms for their trains. Some of the passengers said that they did not face any difficulty in reaching the platforms due to proper crowd management. Mr. Vaishnav expressed satisfaction over crowd management by the Railway Protection Force, RPF, and rail officials. Speaking to media persons, the minister praised the initiatives taken by the railway officials for a smooth travel experience.
पिछले साल दीपावली और छठ का जो महापर्व होता है, इस महापर्व के लिए रिकॉर्ड संख्या में 4,500 स्पेशल ट्रेन चलाई गई थी और इस साल उससे भी अधिक 7,435 स्पेशल ट्रेनें चलाई जा रही हैं। अभी तक यानी 31 अक्टूबर तक 51 लाख पीपल हैव ट्रैवल्ड बाय द स्पेशल ट्रेन्स।
Talking to Akashvani News, Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay said,
छठ के त्योहार को देखते हुए उत्तर रेलवे द्वारा आज की डेट में 68 ट्रेन चलाई जाएंगी या उत्तर रेलवे होकर गुजरेंगी। ये स्पेशल ट्रेन हैं। 2 नवंबर को 71 स्पेशल ट्रेन उत्तर रेलवे द्वारा चलाई जाएंगी। 52 रेगुलर ट्रेन चल रही हैं। उसके अलावा करीब करीब 22-23 स्पेशल ट्रेन चल रही हैं।
A total of 1,211 candidates have been left in the fray for Jharkhand Assembly elections. Yesterday was the last date for withdrawal of candidature for second phase of assembly polls. Polling for 81-member assembly will be held in two phases. The first phase of voting will take place on the 13th of November in 43 constituencies. 683 candidates are in the fray for the first phase, while 528 candidates have been left in the fray for the second phase after withdrawal of candidature yesterday. 38 constituencies will go to polls in the second phase on the 20th of November. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to visit Ranchi today. Mr. Shah will review poll preparations with BJP leaders of Jharkhand. He will also address three election rallies at Dhalbhumgarh in Ghatshila, Barkatta in Hazaribagh and Simaria in Chatra tomorrow. Meanwhile, political temperatures are rising in poll-bound Jharkhand as the ruling INDIA bloc and the opposition NDA are trying to garner support of the people. Jharkhand BJP election co-charge and Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma said, if BJP is voted to power, they will implement the National Register of Citizens or NRC in the state.
पूरा जो झारखंड का JMM है, ये एक घुसपैठियों का सरकार है। ये अगर सरकार रिपीट होगा तो हम लोग का कोई सुरक्षा नहीं रहेगा, हमारा कोई समाज सुरक्षित नहीं रहेगा। ये सरकार हटाना झारखंड वासियों का जिम्मेदारी है।
On the other hand, Congress General Secretary KC Venugopal alleged that BJP is against the Constitution. Mr. Venugopal said the party is going to raise that issue at a bigger level.
BJP Constitution ke khilaf hai, then bilkul that issue we are going to raise it in a bigger level. I think the atmosphere in here, Jharkhand is very good. So far as India Alliance is concerned, our Gadbadan will win.
4th November is the last date for withdrawal of nominations for Maharashtra Assembly elections. More from our correspondent.
In Maharashtra, the nomination of 7,066 candidates has been found valid for 288 constituencies for the Maharashtra Assembly elections. For the Nanded Lok Sabha by-election, nomination of 22 candidates has been found valid after scrutiny. Nominations can be withdrawn till Monday. Voting in the state will take place on 20th November and counting of votes will be held on 23rd November. There are around 9 crore 70 lakh voters in the state. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
The Gujarati community across the world is celebrating their New Year today. In Gujarat, the New Year is celebrated on the first day of Kartik month of the Hindu calendar, Vikram Samvat. The Gujarati New Year, which is popularly known as Bestu Varas, is being celebrated with traditional fervor across the state. A report.
Gujarati people celebrate the first day of Kartik month of Hindu calendar Vikram Samvat as a New Year. On the occasion of New Year, popularly known as Bestu Varsh, prominent temples are witnessing huge footfall of people. Traditionally, people visit the temples on the New Year to seek blessings from the god. People clean their houses and decorate with rangoli on the side of the entrance to welcome the guest on Bestu Varsh. Traders and business houses will perform puja at the places of their business and close their shops for the 5 days. People visit residences of near and dear ones to convey New Year greetings, Nutan Varsha Abhinandan, that is Happy New Year, and exchange sweets. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In Uttar Pradesh, Govardhan Puja is being celebrated with immense fervor all over the state, especially in Mathura, Vrindavan area, where followers of Lord Krishna have gathered in large numbers. A report.
Foreigners, locals, as well as tourists and pilgrims from all over the country are worshipping Lord Krishna at various temples of Mathura, Vrindavan and performing parikrama of sacred hill of Govardhan. Devotees are offering lavish chappan bhog to the god and making a mountain of food called Ankut. People also decorate their cows on this occasion and worship them. It's a tradition to offer jaggery and rice to the cows today. In some temples of Mathura Vrindavan, Govardhan Puja was celebrated yesterday also. A grand function was held at Dwarikadhish temple yesterday, while in many temples, Govardhan Puja is being celebrated today. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app.
Suno, pensioner, suno, jeevan ka pramaan buno, haath mein mobile le lo, chehre ka pehchaan le lo. Aasaan hai, easy hai, app iski crazy hai, aapki hi marzi hai, apna lo ye arzi hai. Authentication, life ka verification, dena hi hai compulsion, kar diya simplification. Kahin jaane ki zarurat kahan, face authentication kahan, phir bhi jaane ki zarurat kahan, DLC ke camp kahan, kabhi jaane ki zarurat kahan, DOPPW jahan, hum logon ka pehal anokha, badla Bharat kar dhamaka.
Welcome back, you're listening to Morning News. Gross Goods and Services Tax or GST collection in October rose 9% to over 1.87 lakh crore, the second highest ever, mainly due to rise in domestic sales and improved compliance. The central GST collection stood at 33,821 crore rupees, state GST at 41,864 crore rupees, IGST at 99,111 crore rupees and CESS at 12,550 crore rupees during the month. The total gross GST revenue grew 8.9% to 1,87,346 crore rupees. In October 2023, the mop-up was at 1.72 lakh crore rupees. October 2024 recorded the second best GST mop-up. The highest ever collection was in April 2024 at over 2.1 lakh crore rupees. The Bombay Stock Exchange, BSE and National Stock Exchange, NSE conducted the Muhurat trading yesterday evening, marking the beginning of Samvat 2081. Both the indices ended on a positive note during the special trading session. The BSE Sensex gained 335 points or 0.42% to close at 79,724. While the NSE Nifty added 99 points or 0.41% to settle at 24,304. The pre-open trading session commenced at 5:45 p.m. and ended at 6 p.m., while normal market trading spanned between 6 and 7 p.m. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandviya, has called upon the youngsters to apply for the prestigious National Youth Awards 2022-23. The award is conferred on individuals aged between 15 and 29 years and organizations for excellent work and contribution in different fields of development and social services, such as health, promotion of human rights, active citizenship, and community service. The award comprises a medal, a certificate, and a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees to the individual and a cash prize of 3 lakh rupees to the organization. In a video message, Dr. Mandviya emphasized that the awards are not merely an accolade, but a celebration of the youth leadership in fostering a progressive and inclusive India.
सरकार ने राष्ट्रीय युवा पुरस्कार 2022-23 हेतु आवेदन की तारीख 15 नवंबर 2024 तक जारी कर दी है। मेरा सभी देश के युवाओं को आग्रह है, जिसमें कोई अच्छा सामाजिक कार्य किया हो, देश के युवा जगत में कोई विशिष्ट आपका योगदान हो, तो आप अवश्य आवेदन पत्र दीजिए और इस पुरस्कार के अधिकारी बनिए।
Applications for the National Youth Awards 2022-23 are being invited through the Common Award Portal of Ministry of Home Affairs till the 15th of November. The 15th India-US Joint Special Forces Exercise, Vajra Prahar, will begin today at Orchard Combat Training Center in Idaho, US. It will conclude on the 22nd of this month. The last edition of the same exercise was conducted at Umroi in Meghalaya in December last year. On to sports now. Indian shuttlers Malvika Bansal and Ayush Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of the Hailo Open Badminton Tournament in Saarbrücken, Germany yesterday. In the women's singles quarterfinals, 6-seeded Malvika Bansal defeated 4-seeded Nguyen Thuy Linh of Vietnam. She will face Denmark's Julie Dawal Jacobsen in the semi-finals today. Jacobsen beat India's 17-year-old Rakshita Sri Santosh Ramraj. In the men's singles, 19-year-old Ayush Shetty overcame Finland's Kalle Kallionen. He will compete against Christo Popov of France today for a spot in the final. Popov received a walkover from India's 7-seeded Satish Kumar Karunakaran, who withdrew before the match. In cricket, India will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 86 for 4 against New Zealand on the second day of the third and final test in Mumbai this morning. At the draw of stumps, Shubman Gill on 31 and Rishabh Pant on 1 were at the crease. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. It also said that light to moderate rainfall is expected over Kerala and Mahe during the next 2 days. According to IMD, there is an expected fall in minimum temperatures over North and East India during the next 2-3 days. The Met Office has also predicted that Delhi NCR are likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours till tomorrow. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sarah. Hindustan Times writes, Indian troops start LAC patrolling at Demchok, while the Telegraph says, on ground and from air, Army verifies China retreat. Reporting on Mohora trading session, the Economic Times writes, a cracker of a start to Samvat 2081, but fund managers see sharp swings in market and relatively modest returns in the new year. Ahead of elections in the States, U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is quoted in the Indian Express headline, violence on Hindus, other minorities in Bangladesh, barbaric, total chaos. Weather rescues city's air, second cleanest post-Diwali since 2015, informs the Times of India, while HT on its front page writes, violations boom across capital on Diwali night. And finally, the Indian Express writes, 10 of its herd dead. Lone Tusker guards a mass burial in Bandhavgarh Reserve. The paper writes, days after the 10 elephants died, the lone surviving male from the herd is struggling to reconcile with the loss. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav visits New Delhi Railway Station to review passenger amenities and travel arrangements during ongoing festive rush. A total of 1,211 candidates left in the fray for Jharkhand Assembly elections after withdrawal of candidature. GST records second highest collection at 1.87 lakh crore rupees in October. Government invites applications for prestigious National Youth Awards 2022-23. Gujarati community across the world celebrate their new year today. And Indian shuttlers Malvika Bansal and Ayush Shetty enter semi-finals of Hailo Open Badminton Tournament in Germany. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.